top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, December 12, 2019. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. Dominica Freedom Party leader Kent Vital congratulates the citizens of Dominica who voted against the DLP candidates in the December 6, 2019 general election. He says the DFP does not recognize the results. The St. Lucia Social Development Fund, SSDF, and the Water and Sewage Company, WASCO, have signed an agreement to increase the availability of pipe-borne water. And New Zealand police have said they plan to recover bodies from White Island, where a volcanic eruption killed at least 8 people on Friday morning. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be right back in a flash.
It's 12 days of amazing deals this Christmas at Quartz Optical. Get different offers on chic and fabulous styles every week when you shop. Get Prada, Lacoste, Michael Kors, Toscana, Carolina Herrera, Converse, and much more. And with Ready Finance, you'll get it today and pay absolutely nothing until March 2020. It's 12 days of amazing deals this Christmas. Only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see.
And we're back. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Later, has always had a record of non-partisanship and will continue with this approach in dealing with its members' issues. Later added that it is about time persons start acting like adults and think intelligently and not just politically.
The record will show that during the last election, there was no time that we met with any politician. And I have no problem even if we had met with politicians. I believe the union can meet with any politician anytime for discussion. But I'm saying that last election, as God is my witness, there was no discussion with any political party on any matter. If the United Workers Party had won that election, and the problems that we are experiencing, the issues that we are experiencing were still around. The position that we have taken on a number of issues and the approaches that we have taken would continue. So if the United Workers Party had won the election and they were not offering a salary increase, we would do what we have been doing. And if the United Workers Party had won election and public officers were still not being appointed, nurses not being appointed, teachers not being appointed, minimum wages not being reviewed, and increasing salaries not being paid, we would have done the same thing. It is time that as adults, we think intelligently and stop because we have a phone and we can call the radio, calling people and talking absolutely nonsense.
The General Secretary questions persons' ambition and seriousness in moving Dominica forward and explains that he is fed up and tired of with people making everything political. He says it is a hurtful feeling to see some of the members themselves choosing not to stand in solidarity.
Are we serious about moving this country forward? We have to ask ourselves that question, and I am fed up and tired with my people. I am fed up with some of you who believe that every issue has to be a Labour or a United Workers Party thing, and you associate that with the union. We think of development. We think of advancement of this country, regardless of who is there. We think of better working conditions and bettering the lives of our members. And as leaders of the union, we are hurt when the members themselves are not always there with us because we look ahead of things. We are hurt if we call meetings and we find that enough members do not come to support us. You think we are happy if a member say, look, I'm not going to take part in something because I may lose a day's work? What is in a day's work for you to lose if at the end you're going to benefit more than the 1 or 2 days salaries that you would have lost? People have lost their lives. People have been victimized. People have disappeared from the face of this earth in certain countries, standing to protect the rights of others.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter. It would seem like the negatives in politics have taken the new front line, says President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. Boston was speaking on some of the events which transpired during elections in 2019 and some of the characteristics displayed by political leaders. Boston expressed disappointment in the level of gutter politics portrayed that has been embraced by general masses.
You're on the platform saying who is in their bed lie down and who's scratching what they're scratching in their boxer shorts. On a public platform and people there clapping. I saw Austria in Portsmouth calling people, because he saw them with a blue head tie, calling them all kind of names, and some there clapping. I say, but what is that for our country? I mean, I've been around and I've been in politics for a while, and I've seen people agree, disagree, you throw your shot there, throw my shot there, we debate and we discuss. But you respect the voter. Because anything you say out of the way, the voter will be turned. But in Dominica, it seems the more you say things about him that is bad, is the better for you, it seems. And that's what we want to discourage. That's what we say, there must be proper discussion.
Boston then compared the socio-political mindset of other countries compared to Dominica's political immaturity, questioning the direction we are heading.
I mean, you go to Grenada, you go to these places, and you go to a little bar, pub, and you see people they're discussing over a drink, and they learn from each other. In our case, people want to curse you. If you don't support their support, they want to belittle you. If you don't vote where they vote, they have an issue with you. I mean, I went somewhere today and I saw some people in a line was there commenting what they saw. Simple, some Christmas decoration with green and blue. And that's, I mean, big people in an institution come to do their business and that distracted them. And they are talking, one of her bag, on her bag, a labor bag, but she take issue with the little thing on the wall, decoration for Christmas. I mean, I said something, I smiled, I said, boy, where are we going? You know?
That was President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. In a press release, the Regional Judicial and Legal Services Commission, RJLSC, and the Caribbean Court of Justice are deeply saddened by the passing of Lady Beverly Walrond of the Queen's Council. We all fully expected Lady Beverly to join us this week for the Commission's last meeting for the year on 13th December 2019, and so we were especially shocked and grieved to learn of this horrible tragedy. Lady Beverly was a well-rounded legal professional of unparalleled distinction, well known for her dedication, legal acumen, and sharp mind. She was always a voice of reason and was a principled individual with unfailing integrity. She distinguished herself as an attorney at law, both in public and private practice, and as an acting high court judge. She was also a trained mediator. In her private law practice, she was deeply committed to the cause of children, one of the most vulnerable groups within any society. Through her role as a member of the RJLSC, Lady Beverly contributed much to the strengthening of the institutions which serve the CCJ and the broader Caribbean community. From her initial three-year appointment in 2016 up to the time of her untimely passing, Lady Beverly was an exemplary member of the commission. She played an active role on several of its subcommittees, and we are honored to have so greatly benefited from her passion, her wisdom, her candor, and collegiality. The commission, and by extension the court, the Caribbean, the CARICOM Competition Commission, and the soon-to-be-established Caribbean Community Administrative Tribunal are all beneficiaries of Commissioner Walrond's rich legacy. Lady Beverly will be sorely missed by all those she worked with and whose lives she touched. The entire region has unquestionably lost a tremendous daughter. We at the Commission and at the Court extend our heartfelt condolences to Lady Beverly's husband, Sir Errol Walrond, her children, her family, her colleagues, and all those who mourn her. This or their grief is not shared. It is multiplied. You're listening to Q95 News. Of course, Q95 News also would like to extend sincere condolences to the family of Lady Beverly Walrond. Deputy leader of the United Workers' Party and attorney at law Joshua Francis has condemned the alleged manipulations of the Dominica Labour Party in the 2019 general elections on 6 December and describes the observer missions, which were here in Dominica, as a fight of good versus evil, and he concluded that evil won. Shortly after the 2019 general elections concluded, the observer missions, the OAS, CARICOM and Commonwealth, announced that the elections were free and fair on December 6, 2019, despite, he says, clear reports of serious irregularities during that process.
I have to laugh because, again, you have to feel like what happened on the 6th of December in Dominica was like an apocalypse. Good versus evil, and evil overcame good. Temporarily. I say temporarily because we're not the end. Good always overcomes. I had a situation where I walked up to an observer and I said to him that I'm Joshua Francis, the candidate for the United Workers' Party, and I have concerns about the loitering within the precincts of a particular polling station. And furthermore, I had some concerns about monies being shared within the precincts. And the gentleman looked at me. I thought he was going to pull out his book and to record what I was saying, or even take out his phone to take an audio recording, and he never did. He just listened, and he said okay, and he walked away. And I was extremely disappointed because I thought that the gentleman's purpose was for fact gathering, to take note of what he would consider to be regularities and irregularities. I brought something of significance to his attention, and he was nonchalant. He just ignored me. He said okay, and he moved on. Like I felt like it was, you know, I was going up against an entire system.
Deputy leader of the United Workers' Party and attorney at law, Joshua Francis. Dominican reggae dancehall artist and event organizer Colton T. Thomas says he and his team are ready to stage the 2020 Volume 3 of the Bomb in the City event. Thomas says his shows will provide some Dominican artists to get increased opportunities under the spotlight.
Like I said, the staging of the show was a successful one. The production was a successful one. Everybody had great and positive reviews based on how the night flowed. 2020, we're already ready. You know what I'm saying? To basically put on another huge and major event, you know, for the patrons. You know, Bomb in the City has made its name, you know, from past year, and again, you know, a successful staging this year.
Yeah.
To put on an even bigger event next year, also showcasing, you know, a lot of the local talents who all the time, you know, don't get an opportunity to showcase themselves throughout the year. But at Bomb in the City, it's gonna be a place where local talent is gonna get that opportunity to showcase their craft and showcase the music that they've been pushing throughout for the year.
Dominican reggae dancehall artist and event organizer Colton T. Thomas, he spoke to Q95 News recently. The Electoral Office of Dominica officially announces the results from the final vote count conducted on December 7, 2019, following general elections held on December 6, 2019. The following tallies represent the total votes cast for each candidate, as well as the total number of rejected ballots in all 21 constituencies, as determined by the returning officer for that respective constituency. The list, which is presented alphabetically with the name of the winning candidate and the total number of votes cast for that candidate in bolded font, can be read on our website. Yes, our website. Check it out at www.q95da.com. Again, that's www.q95da.com. You can get the results right now online. In more news, economist and leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital, says his party congratulates the citizens of Dominica who voted against the current DLP candidates in the December 6, 2019 general elections. Kent Vital claims the Dominica Labour Party and its handlers cheated to win this year's general elections through bribing, treating and importing people to vote in strategic seats around Dominica on polling day. Now, speaking to Q95 News on Thursday, Vital said the Dominica Freedom Party does not recognize the results of the December 6 general election.
to congratulate the people of Dominica, those who live in Dominica, on rejecting Roosevelt Skerrit and his political gang. Because the majority who live in Dominica, based on the information we have, based on the number of persons estimated to have been imported to vote, if you remove that from the votes that the Labour Party got, the majority of persons in Dominica rejected Roosevelt Skerrit, his group. And if it wasn't for those important votes, and if it wasn't for many instances of fraud, election fraud, the United Workers Party would have won the election. They would have won the popular vote, and they could have won up to 13 seats or so of the 21 seats. So our opinion is this, and in our view, the elections were stolen. And as such, the Dominica Freedom Party does not recognize the legitimacy of the results.
The Economist went on further to explain his party's point of view on alleged importation of the diaspora voters and bribery, which he says was committed by Dominica Labour Party officials.
We can go through the details of how they cheated, but clearly the major part of that was the imported voters. Voters who were bribed, given plane tickets and spending money possibly. And that, we know, is against the laws of Dominica. The election laws of Dominica forbid bribery and cheating. Then some of those persons who came may not have been in Dominica for the last 5 years or more, which is again against the law, contrary to the law, and they should have been removed from the list. So this was the major avenue. We all aware of the number of chartered flights that came in. We all aware of the number of trips made by the ferries that were dedicated to carrying persons coming to vote. We're all aware of that. So notwithstanding attempts by the Port Authority to put out statements, every Dominican, everyone, even those who support the Labour Party, they know it. They know the elections were stolen mostly by bringing people in to vote. And the estimate of 7,500, maybe 8,000, is maybe conservative. It could be much more than that. So we know that was the major problem.
Economist and leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. A consortium of Eastern Caribbean Indigenous Banks, ECIB, of which NBD is a member, today announced it has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase all banking operations in the Eastern Caribbean from Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, subject to regulatory approval and other customary closing conditions, and is expected to be finalized in the coming months. The consortium was led by Jonathan Johans, Managing Director of First National Bank in St. Lucia, who said, "We formed the consortium for the express purpose of expanding the scale of the locally owned financial entities in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. This transaction gives us the size and scale to play a more active role in the development of our respective countries. We see this transaction as the first step in achieving even greater synergies, efficiencies, and cross-territory marketing opportunities. There are no plans for immediate changes to the operation of the business or branches we are acquiring. In addition, where possible, we will adopt best practices of RBC to ensure we maintain the very high quality service levels that RBC customers have come to expect. The five financial entities participating in the sale are First National Bank St. Lucia Limited, Antigua Commercial Bank Limited, National Bank of Dominica Limited, Bank of Montserrat Limited, and Bank of Nevis Limited. The sale encompasses seven branches of Royal Bank of Canada in Antigua, Dominica, Montserrat, St. Lucia in two locations, and St. Kitts and Nevis also in two locations, as well as the regional businesses operating under RBC Financial Caribbean Limited, that's RBC FCL, specifically RBTT Bank in St. Kitts Limited, Nevis RBTT Bank in Grenada Limited in two locations, RBC Royal Bank Holdings Limited in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, RBTT Bank Caribbean Limited collectively. These operations are referred to informally as RBC Eastern Caribbean. Self-determination is the highest level of empowerment, and the indigenous banks acquiring this business will now have an increased opportunity to influence the development of their communities," said Robert Johnson, head of the RBC Caribbean. Johans added, "And speaking on behalf of the local banks, we embrace and eagerly anticipate this opportunity." You're listening to Q95 News. The St. Lucia Social Development Fund, SSDF, and the Water and Sewage Company, WASCO, have signed an agreement to increase the availability of pipe-borne water to St. Lucia. The agreement was signed at the Water and Sewage Company Wasco Administrative Building in Castries on Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. The View Sosu Water Supply Expansion sub-project is funded by the Caribbean Development Bank under the ninth cycle of the Basic Needs Trust Fund. The project is intended to channel potable water to households in that community. Executive Director of the St. Lucia Social Development Fund, Alison Matherin, provided insight on the different problems that this community residents encountered over the years. And New Zealand police have said they plan to recover bodies from White Island, where a volcanic eruption killed at least 8 people on Friday morning. The recovery mission will go ahead despite the risk of another eruption, police said. Today is less safe than yesterday and the day before that, volcanologist Dr. Graham Leonard said. At least 8 people are thought to be on this island following the eruption on Monday. All are presumed dead. Police said they were planning a high-speed recovery of the bodies. 8 others have already been confirmed dead, and 20 are in intensive care after suffering burns when the volcano erupted as tourists were visiting. That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Dominica Freedom Party leader Kent Vital congratulates the citizens of Dominica who voted against the DLP candidate in the December 6, 2019 general election. He says the DFP does not recognize the results. The St. Lucia Social Development Fund and the Water and Sewage Company have signed an agreement to increase the availability of pipe-borne water in St. Lucia. And New Zealand police have said they plan to recover bodies from White Island, where a volcanic eruption killed at least 8 people on Friday morning. The news was brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.